Base has a whole machlekes. What exactly makes a person into a zayna legabe kahuna? So machlekes between kama kama tanayim and shitas of Eliezer is, which was brought down a couple times already, that panay habayla pnuyah shaloi l'shem ishus asa zayna. If a panay has relations with the pnuyah shaloi l'shem ishus, not l'shem ishus, that will turn her into a zayna. So basically, any time there's a bia between two unmarried people, that will turn her into a zayna. Taisus is bothered with the kasha that why do we use a lashon over here of panay habayla pnuyah shaloi l'shem ishus asa zayna? Why do we mention the fact that he's a panay, that he's not married? The fact that the ikar chiddush is that she doesn't have to be married. We're not talking about, you don't have to be an eishes ish to turn her into a zayna. Even the pnuya, even if she's an unmarried woman, the bias nos with her will turn her into a zayna. But legabi, the man, it doesn't make a difference if he is married or not married. Avada, either way, she's going to become a zayna. And therefore, lechar, it's not necessary to mention the fact that he's a panay. Even if he's not a panay, even if he's nasi, then for sure he'll turn her into a zayna. So Taisus Taka says, lav dafka, not a panay. Pun is avdafka, the koshchen nasa shemizana lishtai, the chashuva zayna koshchen. If he's married and he's mizana on his wife, for sure that will turn her into a zayna. But then the chanami, the gemara is lavdafka, it does not have to say the word pun. That one saw, gemalik yavart, it's a little bit all derech hamusar brought down in the, that Teresh Shmuel brings it down over here, b'shem the darchi David, or Mordechai David Levine, who was a, or the gemalik yasefa, noshem nizikin, and he was a magachir in Eitz Chaim, and he was mazbedis, alpi the Rambam, at the end of Isuri Bia. The Rambam, the end of Isuri Bia, gives a little bit of a shmooze on how to be saved from the Isav Arayas, and the Lashon of the Rambam is, She'ein machshavas Arayas misgaberes ela belev panim min hachachma. The machshava of Arayas only comes in a lev, which is panim min hachachma. When a person is empty from chachma, empty from Tyra, then the Yitzhar da Arayas comes in and tries to make him think machshavas of Arayas. But if a person is full of Tyra, then there's no room for the Yitzhar da Arayas, and therefore the Rambam recommends, if you want to avoid the Nisan of Arayas, make sure your head is full of Tyra. So the lashon of the Rambam is that Arayas comes to the person who is panay min hachachma. He's empty from chachma. So it's like the darchi David. That's perhaps what Rabbi Elazar is being meramis to over here. That a panay habal apnuya shalosh shemishus asa zayna. A person who's a panay, a person whose head is panay min atayra, panay min hachachma, his head is empty. He's going to end up being bal apnuya. He's going to end up being mizana because he's going to have the yitzhak Arayas because he doesn't have that kayach of tayra to protect him. But one who is fills his head with tayra, he's not a panay min hachachma. And he will have that protection. That is the greatest shmira, to avoid the yitzra da'arayas.